All right, so Kindle book descriptions. What is it that we should be asking? This is the question that we ask ourselves. You know, what is it that I want the readers to understand? If it's a nonfiction book, you know, health, fitness, and dieting. Okay, if it's nonfiction book, if it's and it's health, fitness, and dieting, then what do we want them to get out of that? You know, is it nutrition? Is it losing more weight? We want to make sure that we convey that very clearly. The same thing with fiction, like if we're publishing romance, like what do we want them to get out of it? Is it a single dad and, you know, nanny romance where, you know, the dad finds love like later on, or a billionaire romance where this woman falls in love with this billionaire and they're just able to do like whatever they want. Second thing here, how are readers going to benefit from what you have here? So also, how is this going to change and impact the lives of your reader? Like, how is it going to change them? Once again, like, what are they going to be getting out of this book? What is your focus? What is the purpose? And then how are you going to add value to your readers' lives through your book?
Book reviews. Pay attention to what readers are saying. So if you go to a book and you scroll down to the reviews, you're going to see that the readers are literally spoiling the whole story. They're going to tell you what they like, what they don't like, the characters, what he, like the type of characters, if he was good, if he was likable, if they didn't like them. Like, they literally spoil everything. Now, when it comes to marketing and being successful in general, right, we really want to learn about our audience and put the right product in front of our audience, because we need to give them exactly what they want. And to find this information, you can just find it right there in the reader reviews. Like any book, just scroll through it and just check it out. You're gonna see everything. You can start developing best-selling book content just from the reader reviews. We do this for all of our books. We go find a bestseller that's just popping off, and then we just scroll through the reviews. Okay, it's a mafia romance, it's in New York, and they have two billionaire brothers fighting over one woman. And we modeled it, and actually that was one of our best-selling books.
It was crazy.
Oh, and it's funny, I put Josh and Marty. I told the ghostwriter to put Josh and Marty as the billionaire brothers. Yeah, we do that stuff with us.
He got the woman.
I did. I was like, make sure I win, you know? Make sure I win.